Got it, Rex. Yeah, all good. Probably not much. We're normally booked out for about 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah. Did he say there was a booking for you? Okay. And do you know who you spoke to? All good. Okay, and so what are we actually doing? Just like an inspection sort of thing? Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so normally an inspection's 180, and then any diagnostics and that sort of stuff is 150 per hour. Or are you talking about maybe he was talking about data logging it for 150? Yeah, right. Yeah, I reckon he's probably confused you and said a couple of different things. So normally an inspection is 180 for us to lift it up on the hoist and check over the whole thing. And then 150 is normally for him on top of that to plug in and data log the car, make sure all the numbers out of the tune are right. Yeah. Has it been tuned here or somewhere else? Yeah. Yeah. Nah, all good. Yeah, so I can get you in for an inspection and we can do those couple little things for you. We can see what that wiring's for. But the inspection's 180. So. And then if we have to actually jump into it and do more, then it'll be 150 per hour, but I can call you before we touch anything before, like if you have to spend more time. So just having a look at the wiring is easy anyway. Yeah. No, all good. No, fair enough. If it's just the inspection and then fit you on the tray and just have a look at the wiring, we can do it next Friday. If it's more than that, then I'll have to book you in somewhere else. As in to plug in and just see if there's any codes in the background. We can do that. That's easy. If there's no codes on the dash, there probably won't be any in the background. Yeah, all good. We can do that for you. Yeah, I can do it next Friday. Yep. We need it here around 8 to 8:30, and then you'll be picking it up around 4. Bookings wise, I can do the week after on the Friday, or after that, I can do any day from the 2nd of December onwards. Yeah. All right, so 21st. Yep, easy. I'll grab some details from you. What was your name? Lucas, and last name? Yeah. And phone number? Yeah. Yeah. And what year was the car again? So, 05WRX. Oh, STI. 05 STI. Done. Easy. All booked in for the 21st. Just drop it off around 8-ish, and then we'll give you a call when it's ready. Yep. Okay. For us to supply a key for you. Right, I don't think we can get keys for that. Right. Can I rattle a couple of names here to see if one of them rings a bell? Yeah, was it Warwick, Alec, or Carl? It's only three other guys you might have spoken to. Nah, not really. Yeah. So, Warwick, Alec, or Carl? Carl? Yeah, give me 2 seconds, unless he knows of a key, because I don't think those... I'm pretty sure those keys are obsolete now. Give me 2 seconds, I'll find out for you. still there? Yeah. Can't remember speaking to you, so it might have been someone else. I'll grab your rego. I'll just see if I can actually get a key for you or not. Yep. Okay, is it a depth spec? Yeah. Can't use that rego. Give me 2 seconds, I'll just use a different rego. So you're saying your one doesn't have any buttons on it? Yeah, does it have any buttons in general, or are they missing? Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, we can have a look at it. I'm just looking now. There's definitely no stock in Australia of those keys. So yeah, we can't get those keys. Yeah, yeah. Probably not. Yeah, the only keys I can get for that is just blanks. So, with no buttons at all. The only other option would be to maybe take it to get an actual alarm fitted. And then they can wire in that for you. If you get like a Viper alarm or whatever, it comes with a little external thing for the keys, for the button. Yeah, I can't get you an OEM key. Yeah, so we can try to fix your one. Look, we can have a look at it, see what's going on there. But I can't get you another one. Yeah, all good. We'll have a look into it. Done. All good. Easy. Easy. Yeah.